This is Parentally Advised, a podcast dedicated to the music of my parents, where I set out to show that their musical eras provide more than just simple listening music. There are plenty of great stories and wonderful lessons to be learned from this time period that give greater context to the music of today. Thank you for joining me, DJ Alibi, here at 90.5 KCSU. America's music history holds many differences and changes in style, genre, movements, and culture, but there is a staple method in the music industry that stretches across them all. The singer-songwriter combination is found in every genre under the sun and takes center stage for many of our country's greatest moments in musical history. The movements of the 1960s and 70s are some of the most prolific and spotlighted time periods for the singer-songwriter style. Looking back at those decades in which my parents grew up in will often show many of the names that are considered to be some of the most influential singers and songwriters of all time. When thinking of this episode and looking back at all the records I could have picked from, it seems like a very difficult decision. But there was really only one choice to pick out of that legendary list, and it starts at the beginning for my family and my mother with the first album she ever bought and one of her most treasured still to this day, Tapestry by Carole King. Carole King's life is ripe with historic moments, awards, talent, and struggles. But Carole King and many of her contemporary artists of her time of also great fame, such as James Taylor and Joni Mitchell, played a very important role in the music of the era. The dreams and utopic ambitions of the 1960s were really starting to fall away in the transition to the 70s. 1969 was awash with the feelings of the Vietnam War and assassinations of Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King. Looking out into the world felt like marching through a time of tension, anger, and disillusion. Amidst these tensions, a friend of King's records one of her songs, You've Got a Friend. It became James Taylor's first hit in the process. A little while later, Carole King releases her second solo album, Tapestry. Obviously a product of true talent, but also a necessity for the time. King was providing a friend for the country to count on in her music. To me, that idea is what is most important about the album. If you put on a certain lens, you could look at this as a protest album. Not a protest album against a policy or a government institution like much of the other famous protest music of the era, but specifically a protest against atmosphere. Tension seemed to be at its peak, and so many dreams from the previous decade were starting to fall away. When we hit our own personal hardships, we turn to those who are close to remember warmth and friendship. Carole's album is a protest of hopelessness and a reminder of the good things in life, and its greatest comfort comes from people, or music, that understand you and are there for you when you need something to lean on or to listen to you. Whenever you look up Tapestry, you primarily see the accolades and hear the songs. But if you get someone to describe the album to you, many describe it as a close friend. It's warm, welcoming, a lot like a good friend should be. It was an album that really seems to understand its audience. My mother still pulls Tapestry from the shelf when she feels like she has the urge to sing an entire album. Her and many other people see it as an honest friend that you can rely on and that'll always make you feel better. Carole King brings an intimate and relatable presence to the music that is still greatly sought after in today's own pop music. Some of the biggest names in pop today are singer-songwriters. Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, and Adele all write and perform their own songs. But there are still plenty of writers who sit back behind the spotlight. Tapestry took the country by storm. It held the number one spot on the Billboard charts for 15 weeks and stayed in the charts for almost 6 years. King also took home 4 Grammy Awards for Best Album, Pop Vocal Performance in the Female category, Record of the Year, and First Woman to win the Best Song Award of the Year. There are many people who agonize over dissecting and completely mastering technical and complex music. To divulge every possible intention behind a politically tinged piece, or marvel at the layered complex variations in orchestral music. But we should never forget that first and foremost, music is an art to be enjoyed. No matter the style or complexity, we should simply love the music we listen to. And remember that sometimes the simplest things are the easiest to love. This has been Parentally Advised with DJ Alibi, a podcast dedicated to the music of my parents here at 90.5 KCSU. Thank you for lending me your time and ears.